One of our fraternal organizations, Africa for Palestine, organized for people to come through to the game, South Africa versus Malawi at Loftus, and was marketing for it for the past week or so. And they had prepared T-shirts, and a number of people pitched up at Loftus for the game. And they were then approached by the police and the security, who told them that they have to remove their T-shirts. Obviously, people said that's their right. They don't have to remove it. This is a public space, and they're here to protest Israel's genocide against the Palestinian people. And they were part of the Red Card Israel campaign, which is a global campaign. Yes. And we've seen protests from Paris Saint-Germain to Celtic in the European competitions. So it's not a new protest. What we did see is a very heavy-handed police response to the spectators. Because remember, they were primarily spectators, not even protesters, so that were amongst the crowd. And there were children. I spoke to a 5-year-old and 11-year-old girl. There was tear gas. Their father was arrested and brothers were arrested. And they were pepper sprayed and left. Their elder siblings and father was arrested. You know what I mean? Really bad situation and very aggressive police force, but all seemed very orchestrated from the get-go. Yeah, it's like they planned for this.
Now, Nazimo, what is the very latest with respect to the few activists who got arrested? Have they been released on bail? And if that is the case, are they scheduled to then reappear in court at some point?
So this, again, is why we say it's orchestrated and we see an underhand here. Is there was no senior police officer, no investigating officer, no detective, no station commander at the Sunnyside police station last night. Now, if you're having a major international game next to your police station, certainly the station should be fully personed. So we couldn't get police bail last night. We appeared in court today, much later, about 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. The youngster who was 17 was initially given bail, but unfortunately he was rearrested. And then the other four arrested spectators were told that they have to reappear on the 19th and they would be taken into custody, which they did now. And so they are now in holding, awaiting a trial.
This is certainly, Nazim, very disappointing with South Africa's stance in respect of apartheid Israel and the settler colony, South Africa going to the ICJ. We may have some misgivings in respect of our government's state of inertia from time to time and the solid stance that needs to be adopted. But by and large, we have South Africans literally in their millions who are humanitarians in full support of a free Palestine and against the settler colony. Why then this heavy-handed tactics that were being employed?
So we suspect that this is the underhand work of Zionist forces. We're in Pretoria, probably white supremacist forces that still have control. We know as the Solidarity Movement, there are certain police stations that are very much under Zionist control, selected ones throughout the country. And we suspect Sunnyside Police Station is one of them. And they manipulate the situation their whole objective was to show this peaceful protest in an aggressive light when all the aggression was coming from the police. The reality is that South Africans, anyone with an ounce of knowledge or experience of apartheid and racism, will automatically stand with the Palestinian people. It is only those few who take money and go to Israel on false fact-finding missions and those who fear losing their privilege that continue to support Zionism. We see that they still wield some control and power, and it's an eye-opener to us and to the world that South Africa is not as hunky-dory as it comes for human rights activists, and that our police needs to be transformed and changed. This is a continuation of the culture of Marikana, you know, that black people get harshly treated when they have protests at any given time, whereas if there's another protest by a white group or a Zionist group, they get treated with kid gloves. In fact, it's something that we need to challenge now with the Minister of Police and with our government, is this heavy-handedness towards human rights activists across the country.
Mm. Nazimji, in conclusion, I see some of the comments coming from law enforcement and SAPS that protesters started becoming very aggressive, and hence the root cause of action that was employed. Pepper sprayed, heavy-handed tactics. Poor excuse, wouldn't you think?
Look, right now, I think they're covering themselves, because why was there no docket presented in the court today? It's because they need to go back to their lawyers and get their story straight. There's no shred of evidence that this peaceful protest organized, was families there, there were children there, was there to provoke anything. The only provocation came from the police. Watch the videos. You'll see one particularly white policeman forcing the, giving a command for them to push, push, push. And they were pushing the kids and the parents and them into a railing. And they were being squashed. So the only retaliation came as a natural force to try and counter the force that the police were using. They came with tear gas, they came with pepper spray, they came with batons, they came with shields into a soccer stadium, which is usually a place of joy, where you can express your political opinion in a country like ours, free and without fear. And they instigated this whole aggression as the SAPS from the network that was stationed at Loftus yesterday.
Definitely raising concerns here, and rightly so. Nazim Adam, a sports analyst. Jazakallah, thanks so much for your time on PM Drive.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.